Good morning, Pat. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, and I specialize in love and daughter relationships. September 29th of this year, I've gotten 20 years in working with mothers, and what an exciting journey. You can find us on the website at www.mothermdaughterbondingnetwork.org. That's mdbn.org. We are mother and daughter organization. We're Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. We focus on the mother and daughter relationship and in healing that relationship, helping to heal the entire family.
Okay.
That's our role. But I can tell you in the past 20 years, Pat, it has actually been an exciting journey. Different from what I expected when I was given the assignment to work with mothers and daughters. My background is banking, and of course I'm a psychologist after being a banker, and for many years I've just focused on family, and then I was given the assignment to focus on mothers and daughters. Mothers and daughters are unique, dynamic.
Dr. Bessie Fletcher, your specialty is the relationship between mother and daughter, and that relationship can be strained. What is the impact of that kind of breakdown, and how can it be fixed?
The impact of a mother and daughter relationship can be devastating if it's not worked on daily. See, sometimes I'm hard on mothers, Pat, because in the beginning, you had that child inside of you. For 9 months, you had a personal relationship not shared with the father or anyone else. God gave you 9 months to just build that bond. And after 9 months, you know, you're there. You're the ones that's nurturing the child, and you're the one that they see 24 hours as daddy go out to work or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when something happens and that bond is broken, it is hard to get it back to where you feel that the love is strong again. Now, let's look at a little girl, Pat. Now, say, for instance, if she's 3 years old. Now, all she knows is her mommy. And then all of a sudden, she sees mommy doing things. She hears mommy saying things that's not true, and she's measuring that. That's 86,400 seconds in a day. So you got a little girl that's watching you, and her eyes are like little lens of a camera, and she's just taking pictures and taking pictures. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, I don't want to be like that. Mommy told Miss Jones she liked her, but I heard her told her friend that she didn't like Miss Jones. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's building up from a child. How many times have I had daughters come into my office in a session and say, my mama's a hypocrite? I'm like, why do you say that? Because she lied. She pretended to be one person. And then on Sunday, she's a whole different person when she goes to church. I don't want to be like her. So, you know, these things. And then, again, this is a sibling thing, you know, where my mom loved my brother better than she loved me. She always treated him better than she treated me. So this is a case being built against the mother. But I tell mothers, when you see a change in your daughter, I don't care what it is, at what time, if you notice that she's cutting you off, she's going to her room, closing her door, she doesn't want to speak to you, then you need to stop what you're doing, go in that room and don't leave until you find the answer, because it's going to snowball. And by the time she's at 13, she's going to challenge you. And by the time she gets 18, or just say 17, 18, she's thinking, I'm out of here. If I could just make it one more year. Then she goes to college. It takes years to rebuild that relationship, to go back and find out what happened.
Who should try and mend the broken mother-daughter relationship? Should the daughter try if the mother has removed herself from the relationship?
That one is one that I would say is a little tricky.
Mm.
I say the majority of the time that the mother should be the one. The reason why is because the mother has more years of wisdom and experience that she should realize. I can't bring my daughter up 20 years, but I can go back into her world. So I tell the mother, always go back and apologize. Be the first thing out of your mouth to say, you know what? I'm sorry. Whatever I did, I apologize to you. And sometimes mothers will say to me, apologize for what, Dr. Fletcher? I didn't do anything. What am I apologize? It doesn't matter. You're the mother. You take the role. I'm sorry. Whatever I've done, please forgive me. I want to have an honest conversation with you. I want to know what I've done. Let's sit down and talk about it. You got free range to tell me anything. Everything is open. Let your heart flow, and I'm going to listen. But then on the other hand, Pat, a mother may not have the wisdom to go back and get the daughter because she's living the life that she's living, and she thinks that she's right. But yet the daughter has more wisdom, and she knows sometimes we're educated, we've learned, and we have to go back and get our mothers. Because at the end of the day, nothing else matters. Because your mother loves you and you love your mother. The display of that love is what aggravate people. You know, yeah. We want to change an individual. And I tell mothers, you cannot remake what God has made. You have to enhance that person, help that person to develop into her best or his best. But you can't go back and make her be what you want her to be.
Right.
Find out who your daughter is. Find out what she likes and help her grow into those areas. And you're going to have a healthy relationship. The one thing that I say to my daughter, I may not always agree with you, but I respect you. Right now, she's an adult with two grown children. So I respect her and her opinion. I call, I ask for her opinion. And a lot of times when I say something to her, I say, now you can take this advice if you want to. And if you don't, then I understand. You have to make the choice because you're going to live through the experiences and the actions behind your choices, not me. And we have to learn to be the supporter at some point in time and not always the mother, do as I say and not as I do, if that makes sense to you.
It does. How would the whole dynamic differ if you're dealing with a daddy's girl?
Those are unique relationships. Daddy's girls, I mean, you just can't get past it. It's just like the opposite attracts. You get that kind of love relationship, just like the mother and the son. There's no challenge there. So when the daughter sees the father, she's looking at the opposite of herself. There's no inter-conversation about the challenge as it would be with her mother because she's seen an image that looks like her that she can project into, and sometimes there's resistance there. There's no resistance, so there's a free flow of love between the father and the daughter as there is between the mother and the son. I don't have an answer for it. It just happens, and a lot of times that's where the mother and daughter gets into a conflict. Because that mother sometimes allows the son to just do anything. I mean, he just don't let it be the baby boy. You know, he can just do whatever. And then they're harder on the daughter. They think that they're training them up to be the strong woman that they need to be. But then they don't realize that the daughter is watching and she's really being broken in her spirit because she sees that relationship. And that sometimes happens with the son. He sees the father and the daughter, and he's like, no, this is my dad. I'm supposed to be the one that he's connecting to, not you. So it's a strange kind of dynamics, but it's just the way it is when it comes to humans and their connectivity to each other.
It's funny that you should mention that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It was only after my dad died that I was able to forge a good relationship with my mother, which is fine now. It's really strong and wonderful. I wish I had had it in my childhood.
And you know what? A lot of times, Pat, people don't want to acknowledge this, but mothers get jealous when a father and a daughter connects. She feels cut out. She feels that you're getting the attention that I should get. And therefore, they don't realize that the inter-conversations are actually bringing out an energy, and you're feeling something from her. You feel, why is she treated? Why? You know, you can't put your hands on it as a child, but you can feel that energy, and it doesn't feel good. And then after your father passed, now there's no threat to her. And then it kind of pulls back into that relationship. But something happened that was no conversation. No one decided to say anything. And I tell people all the time, it's deadly to not say what you feel in your heart and not have those honest conversations. It affects your relationship. A lot of times young women can't pick the right man because they're dealing with issues that they have not resolved with their mother, or they've seen things and they have not said anything, and they're keeping the secrets and just a lot of hidden secrets and judgments, and they just don't know how to trust anybody.
You know,
and that can destroy their relationship.
I'm so glad I'm talking to you, Dr. Fletcher, because it would be a shame to not repair broken relationships before the passing of your mother. How would you suggest you sort of lay the groundwork for a good conversation that you can have with your mother to repair any damage?
Well, first of all, you got to, before you can actually repair, let's just look, I'm talking about an adult or let's say a young lady 20 or older. Before you can actually repair the relationship with your mother and daughter, you have to really look at yourself. That's key element, right? Because we both play a role. Once we become an adult, you need to know, let your mother know that, yes, I have not liked you since I was 7. You've done this and you did that. And sometimes it's not what you think it is. In my 20 years of counseling, I'm telling you, Pat, when they realize the mother's like, you were thinking that, that was not the truth. And they discovered that all those years, the daughter was basing her feelings on something that was not real. Or the mother. Because what? The key is to have that honest conversation. But you got to first have the honest conversation with yourself. And what I suggest to a mother or a daughter or any human being with any relationship is to sit down, take a pen and a piece of paper, draw a line straight down the middle. And you put on the left side the things that I love about my mother. On the right side, put down the things that you dislike about your mother. And then you examine those things that you dislike. Take them one at a time. She did this. Okay, how did that affect you? Was it directly towards you? Why are you taking this personal? You examine those things. And then you try to clear out yourself. Maybe you're misjudging. Now, once you've done that, then I suggest that the mother and daughter sit down and do the same thing. Because until you have the honest conversation, until you really pour your heart out and say, this is what I've been thinking, you're not free. You're not. You're living an imitation of a mother and daughter relationship. The reality is that you're just doing that, I call it the princess pat on your back, and how was your day? How was work? Well, how's your children? Okay. And then you go tell your friends, oh, I talk to my daughter every day. No. You check in to see, how was the children?
Yeah,
but really, baby, how's your life? What can I do to help you? You can always come to me. I'm your mother. I will always listen. I'm here to help you be the best that you can be. Always know where I am, you're welcome. You've got to say these things. You got to let her know. And anything that happened between you and I apologize. And I'm asking you to forgive me. And I use the phrase, let's just start all over again. You can start all over again wherever you are. You can do that before Thanksgiving dinner. And you can go in there and the family not scared. Everybody's scared when you walk in the door because they know it's going to jump off the minute you walk in between you and your mother. Mm. Nobody wants to come to family dinner. They'd rather go to a restaurant than to see the two of you interact and mess up the whole atmosphere at the family dinner.
Yeah.
You try to keep your mouth closed. You say, I'm not going to say anything, but it beams out of your spirit and people can feel it. It's an energy. It's a negative energy that cuts the whole spirit.
Wow. You're very powerful. That was a great interview.